The conference committee on House File 819, Senate File, let's see, Senate File, right?
759
is now underway. Thanks everybody for coming. We will, and I appreciate the opportunity to chair the meeting. Obviously, Senator Latz is the chair as well. I, no offense to my partner in crime up here, but I'm hoping that we won't be able to even turn the gavel over you for a second. But no offense to the chair, Mr. Chair. For anybody that hasn't, we've tried to visit with folks before we got here about kind of what the game plan is, and my just in terms of what brought us to this point is my bill in the House was traveling a little bit ahead of the Senate version. We passed the bill off the House floor that contains some language that I believe I may have even represented. It was not controversial or something like that. As it turned out, about the time we were passing it off the House floor, some additional parties were taking note of what was contained in the bill and had some concerns. And so Senator Latz had the good fortune of traveling slower, he was accommodating and trying. It's nice to have a gal in the building.
Mr. Chair, I think we need to get some new chairs to get out of this building. It's not like a pterodactyl.
I bet you were just whining.
Now, that happened before we got this together.
I'm pretty sure the chair repair account was taken away by the state government budget.
Where we're at this point is Senator Latz was very accommodating, working with various parties, and he talked to me as well, and the parties came and saw me, and I believe that he passed a version that truly is not controversial, one that addresses the issue that was at the core of the concern that was raised by some of our constituents when certain concerts are scheduled. It's my expectation. We will take testimony, and we'll certainly listen with an open mind, but just for the sake of kind of giving you the lay of the land, my expectation is that we'll probably pass the Senate version, which took into account all the people's concerns that were raised. With that, we can go around doing introductions, but I think everybody knows each other sitting here at the table. Unless anybody has something burning that's on their mind, I'd be happy to take any testimony that people want to share with us. It's my understanding from Mr. Wright that there were a couple people perhaps that wanted to give us a sense of their perception of the two bills or one or the other of the bills. But I did try to, I wanted to give you a little bit of my expectation just in case that might maybe allay people's concerns about the need to testify certainly. With that, is there anybody here that would like to testify in the bill? Mr. Marshall.
Mr. Chairman and members of the conference committee, my name is Rich Borschler. I'm an attorney at Baker & Benson, and we represent Ticketmaster. Thank you for the opportunity to testify. I'm going to keep it very brief. Ticketmaster, here in this marketplace, actually is the primary initial agent selling tickets for three of the four professional sports teams, not the Twins, but the other three. Also, does sell tickets for a lot of concerts, a lot of entertainment events, many of which are hosted here either at Xcel Energy Center or Target Center. So, the company is very active in this marketplace. And I want to thank Senator Latz and Representative Atkins in particular for spending time with me and with representatives of Ticketmaster and the teams and resellers and everyone in working on this legislation. To get right to the legislation, Ticketmaster can support the Senate legislation. We prefer the House legislation, and I just wanted to tell you why, so you're kind of aware of it. The House legislation has a paragraph B in it, which would prohibit what's referred to in the industry as speculative posting, or postings that occur and offer tickets for sale before the initial sale has begun. And these kind of listings, we feel at least, create even more chaos in the marketplace. You can kind of imagine if you're a fan and you know that tickets are going to go on sale on May 1 for a particular event, and you decide on April 15th to go out into the marketplace and see if there are any tickets available ahead of the initial sale, and you see a posting for four tickets in section 102, row B, D, seats 1 through 4, it really kind of creates a lack of confidence among sellers, among buyers, rather. You know, a buyer says, well, how did the person who posted these tickets get access to these tickets prior to the initial sale even beginning? So we think in particular when you have those kind of postings, which are particular tickets that are being offered for sale before the initial sale has begun, it really erodes the consumer confidence in the marketplace and what's going on. And sometimes those initial postings are truly fictional, someone posting particular tickets, even though they don't have them yet, just trying to create a marketplace and get customers interested in contacting them. Other times they may have somehow managed to get a hold of tickets from the event promoter, from other sources themselves, but those kind of postings do cause a lot of confusion in the marketplace and erode consumers' confidence in the fairness of the process. That's the reason we kind of prefer the House version. Want to make it clear that we have no objection to the Senate version, however, and feel comfortable letting it go and let it become law. There are representatives from the teams and from the venues here too. I'm not sure if they have anything to add to that or not, Mr. Chairman, but I'd be happy to take questions, and that's really my testimony.
Thank you, Mr. Borchow. I just have one comment, and then I won't put it up to questions. And with respect to paragraph B in the House bill, I don't believe that we've seen the last of that issue. I expect we'll keep working on it, more likely in the interim, but it turned out to be considerably more complicated with a whole bunch of curveballs and knuckleballs and so forth, the possible results of doing that. But I just wanted to make sure that we approached thoughtfully and not rush headlong into it to try to address an issue and end up creating more issues. So I expect that in the interim we'll probably try to, and I invite and expect that the Senator Lass would be working with me on doing that, and we'll print out what we can. But in terms of the expectation, Ticketmasters and teams apparently are comfortable with the Senate language as well. If there are any questions from members of the committee,
I still want to call you by your highest title, Representative.
Well, Mr. Chairman, that seems to be common practice among the House members and conference committees is to call me Representative Lass, but it's a title I carry with pride. Thank you. I learned an awful lot about this industry in a very short period of time, and I don't plan to know nearly as much as the people involved in the industry, but there were some practices that made me a bit uncomfortable that paragraph B of the House version would have attempted to address. And although we couldn't put something together that we were comfortable with in terms of language for this year, I think it is something that's going to be on the radar and we'll be watching. Issues relating to advertising for sale tickets that don't actually exist, although we've done something about that here, or tickets which belong to someone else in an attempt to prevent, to keep anonymous the actual location of the people that are putting tickets up for sale and the identity of those people. So there's some practices I think that we're going to learn more about in the interim perhaps that we might need to address next year. We do what we can, while we've got the ability while we're in session. And I think the ability that before us will certainly address the main concern that gave rise to this issue.
Questions, concerns from members of the conference committee for Mr. Portman? Thank you.
Thank you.
Is there anyone else who desires to testify with respect to the bill? All right. Questions, comments, concerns from members of the conference committee? Otherwise, I think it would be most appropriate to have a member of the House side move the Senate language so that it actually looks like we're kumbaya here. Thank you, Representative Lilly. Is there further discussion to that? If not, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Seeing none, the motion prevails. Folks, sorry we couldn't make the conference committee last more than 11 minutes. Mr. Chairman, appreciate you allowing it.
While we have everyone here, I'd like to thank all the parties that worked on this as well. There was a lot of work behind the scenes. I shouldn't say behind the scenes. It was out in the open, but it wasn't in formal meetings because we were literally along the edges of meetings that were going on, talking back and forth. The parties that are in this room were talking amongst themselves and with their clients and people they represented as well. And there was a lot of work to try to put this package together. So I want to express my appreciation to everyone that worked hard to make this come together.
Well put, and shared by the House side as well. Thank you all very much. With that, conference committee adjourned.